Good morning. Some snow showers and flurries are squeezing their way through interior New York and New England on the tail end of that disturbance that passed through yesterday that dusted the ground in many places. Leftover moisture combined with some energy that's passing through, responsible for some of the snow showers early on today. So again, a little bit wet, maybe a bit slippery, but temperature is not nearly as cold as they've been. Most everyone waking up into the 20s and lower 30s. Gradually, as this disturbance passes through, we'll dry things out with a return to some sunshine through the morning and especially this afternoon as a northwest breeze kicks in. Temperatures, though, after the milder start, will find their way into the mid-30s on average for afternoon highs. Clear skies, high pressure building in tonight, and a cold one, but seasonably so, with lows in the high single digits and lower teens. So after a chilly start tomorrow, we'll have sunshine and a nice warming trend as we get through the morning and into the afternoon. High temperatures should reach into the lower 30s. Clouds will begin to move in advance of the next system by the end of the day, although it will be dry during the daylight hours. A few passing showers on Wednesday night, perhaps lingering into Thursday morning, but temperatures will be on the rise. In fact, by Thursday afternoon, highs will make it into the middle 40s. A strong storm system will develop in the lower Mississippi Valley and head in our direction for the day on Friday. A deep slug of tropical moisture will accompany this system, so we'll have a fairly good shot of rain come through Thursday night and Friday. Also, areas of dense fog as the warmer air rides over the deep snowpack, with high temperatures reaching up to about 50 on Friday afternoon. On the backside of this system, precipitation will be on its way out for the day Saturday. However, colder air flowing in may change to some snow or ice before it ends on Saturday evening. This will be followed by the next shot of Arctic air for Sunday and Monday, with highs only in the 20s again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today as a Pacific front moves into Southern California. Heavy rain will continue spreading across the region today. Terrain will also help produce increased rainfall rates. Burn scars from the active fire season will make conditions favorable for flash flooding, in addition to mudslides, debris flow, and other hydrologic issues. Because of the heavy rainfall and other conditions in place, a high risk of flash flooding is possible through tonight. In addition to the heavy rain, heavy snow will fall in the Sierra Nevada mountains. A separate front will approach the Pacific Northwest and move inland during the day. Onshore flow will promote an increase in rainfall rates across the area through the day, in addition to high elevation snow, which will taper off tomorrow. The front will continue pushing eastward across the Intermountain West, and precipitation, including high elevation snow, will spread east. By Thursday, most of this activity will have shifted east of the Rockies, where a winter storm watch is in effect for the northern plains and upper Midwest. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with snow showers, blowing snow, and fog. 10 above zero with a west wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and blowing snow at 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 26, 75% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 at Tucson, Arizona, to a low of 1 below zero at Frenchville, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 40, Boston mostly sunny near 40, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low 16, the average temperature 22, that's right on normal for this time of year. 2/10 of an inch of snow yesterday, 5.1 inches now for the month, which is 6/10 of an inch above normal, and 17.2 inches for the season, which is 4.1 inches of snow below normal. There were 43 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 440 for the month, and 2,793 for the season, which is still 77 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 62 set in 2008, and the record low 20 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m. 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing late-day clouds in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy, a shower possible on Thursday. Also areas of dense fog and some drizzle in the mid-40s. Rainy, mild on Friday, areas of fog near 50. Rain in the morning Saturday, perhaps transitioning to some ice and snow later in the day as temperatures drop through the 40s and 30s. Blustery and colder Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds mid-20s and a mix of sun and clouds lower 20s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.